Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. 78 dead in Democratic Republic of Congo passenger ferry disaster. Accidents of this nature are prevalent in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where vessels often carry an excessive number of passengers, many of whom are not provided with life jackets and frequently lack swimming skills. At least 78 individuals have been reported drowned following the capsizing of a ferry on Lake Kivu in the eastern region of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, according to local officials. The ferry, which was transporting 278 passengers, departed from Minova in South Kivu and sank close to Goma, just a few hundred yards from its intended destination. A video that has emerged on social media depicts the vessel precariously leaning before submerging. According to Regional Governor Jean-Jacques Purisi, it will require a minimum of 3 days to ascertain the precise figures, as not all the bodies have been recovered. Among the victims were two children who were transported to the hospital but unfortunately could not be saved. The rescue operations were led by local fishermen, in collaboration with members of the Congolese Armed Forces and the Southern African Development Community. An investigation has been initiated under the jurisdiction of the Deputy Prime Minister responsible for transport to determine the causes of this incident and to implement stringent measures to prevent a recurrence of such a tragedy, according to a statement from the Office of Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi. Accidents of this nature are prevalent in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where vessels often carry an excessive number of passengers, many of whom are not provided with life jackets and frequently lack swimming skills. Maritime regulations also are often not followed. The execution of rescue operations is often complicated by the fact that some boats seldom maintain passenger lists. Officials in the Democratic Republic of the Congo have repeatedly issued warnings regarding the dangers of overloading and have committed to enforcing penalties against those who breach safety protocols in water transport. However, in the more isolated regions, where the majority of passengers originate, many individuals find themselves unable to afford the limited public transportation options available on the sparse roadways. Another disaster comparable to the DRC tragedy happened earlier this week in the northern Niger state of Nigeria. At least 60 people lost their lives when a boat, predominantly filled with women and children, overturned. The passengers were on their way back from a religious festival when the wooden craft, which was said to be carrying nearly 300 people, submerged in a river close to the Bajibo community. Jibril Abdullahi Muregi, the chairman of the Makwa local government area, has verified that approximately 160 survivors have been rescued so far. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.